by implication to discipline. We are trained up as a child of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. We don't want to be condemned with the world. We don't want to be judged. That's, you know, before it was judge was krino, which is the word for judge. And then it's katakrino, to judge against. That's condemn. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for each other. See, that's the point. It's like one person's eating, they're sitting there, they're eating their food ahead of time, not sharing. If any man hunger, let him eat at home. Again, you know, the idea now, not those who have nothing, but what it's saying is someone who is, if he's so hungry, he's got to eat, well, then eat at home. You're not coming together. You know, the thing is, there's a temptation. It's like, right, you know there's going to be a party, right? And what do? Well, I'm not going to eat because I know there's going to be a lot of food at the party. And he's saying, if you're that hungry, you should eat at home first. Don't come to church to pig out. That's not what the Lord's table is supposed to be. It's about sharing. It's just, we're just showing, you know, there is a demonstration of that sharing. But like I said, to me, it becomes something even more. And in Christ, I have liberty to make it more. I do. I'm not going to judge people who don't, as far as who don't do it as I do, but I just exhort you to do it because I think it's a greater good. You know, we're showing the Lord's death in all that we eat and drink. And since it says, as often as you drink it, as often as you drink, is it just when I have a ceremony? Well, it's just as often as you drink, as far as I'm concerned. Because he is the life I need. That's why he uses food. Because that's something you need every day. Or almost every day, right? Man can go without food, but I mean, you eventually got to eat or you will die. Same thing with Christ. You must have Christ or you will die. That's the point. We don't want to come together to condemnation. We want to eat it in a worthy manner. We want to be worthy of Christ. We want to be thinking of Christ. We don't want to be using the Lord's table as an occasion to stuff ourselves. Now, we don't have that anymore. I mean, they give you a tiny little wafer. So again, this is another one of those things that just doesn't make sense in our modern day because we've left aside the love feast. Now we got these potluck Sundays. We've got some people that they have food at church now. They're bringing that back to a certain degree. So you got to look at those situations as being like this. Discern the Lord's body in all your gatherings. Careful. We don't want to be unworthy. We don't want to judge ourselves, because that's what we do. We pronounce judgment against ourselves when we partake of the things of God at His table in an unworthy way.